The Skelton Scrapbook of Satire.
You can imagine what the housing problem must be for that guy, huh?
Page one is entitled The Friendly Farmer.
Well, here I am.
I just ain't in tune tonight. I feel kind of lonely, you know. I wish I hadn't already done my crossword puzzle. I work them things just like a whiz cracker I do, boy. Just fast like that. Only takes me a second to fill in them little blocks with my crayons, you know. Oh, Sarah Dew's home. I want somebody to talk to. I talk to myself, but I hate those stupid answers I get. Well, look at the little puppy dog. He looks half starved and half Airedale. What are you looking so sad about? You look like you lost your brother. But you don't have to look at me like you found him. Ain't that cute? Look the way he's chewing on my shoe there. Come to think of it, I ain't wearing any. Get away, will you? Well, there's Sarah Dew's house. Ooh, look at that car parked in the driveway. Boy, ain't that something. I wonder what kind it is. Town and country. Say, ain't that pretty? Why don't they take it out of the crate? Well, I think I'll tiptoe over and see who the visitor is. Think that blacksmith to give me a bum deal on them shoes he's doing. Well, howdy doody to you, Sarah Dew. Here, I'll run you a pleasant, green girl.
Aw, Clem, a surprise?
No, I know what it is. It's perfume. It's perfuming.
Well, is it imported perfume, Clem?
Yeah, I ran off a batch while I was overseas with a chemical warfare unit.
Good heavens, Clem, there's smoke coming out of that bottle.
Yeah, and look at the flies dropping.
Clam?
Well, certainly. That used to be my old trick and trade, you know. You take a little purr and add some fume to it.
Well, man's sake, what kind of a dog is that, Clam?
I think he's a thoroughbred mongrel.
Well, he looks like a cocker spaniel.
Well, so do I, but I ain't.
Clam, you're a moron.
And that ain't bad for a guy who was born an idiot. Coming up in the world. You just keep your eye on me, boy.
Clem, I can't stand here forever.
Yeah.
Now, leave the dog outside and come on in, because we got company.
Company? Mm-hmm. Female company, I hope.
No, Clem, it's a man who had some trouble with his car.
Oh.
And Paul said we should put him up for the night. If you'll sleep here, too, of course, then we wouldn't have to be afraid of him stealing anything.
Oh? What sort of fella is he?
Well, he said I was the most beautiful girl in the world.
Nuts, huh? Well, if I do, I'll wrinkle my sweatshirt, you know.
Come on inside and meet the stranger.
Well, you know how jealous I am when there's other men around. Howdy doody.
Hello?
You trying to start a fight or something?
Now, Clem, this is Mr. McGeehan.
Yeah? What do you do for a living?
I'm a traveling salesman.
It's a good idea. Start traveling.
You're not very pleasant. What do you do, Doc?
Doc? Well, I drove a taxi cab once.
Do you ever have any trouble with any of your passengers?
Quite a bit, quite a bit. Some of them don't want to go where I want to take them.
You're supposed to go where the passengers tell you to.
That's one place I'm staying away from.
How long have you been driving a cab?
Well, let's see. This is my third, no, my fourth cab. I've been driving 2 weeks now. I am not. I couldn't help those accidents. Why, I thought I was following the line down the middle of the road, and it turned out to be a crack in my windshield. Well, where are you from?
Hollywood.
Hollywood? Where's that?
Near Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Well, what part of the country that is?
A few miles from Glendale.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Well, it's late. I guess I'll retire.
Well, I'd like to retire, too, only I ain't rich enough. That's too fast for a meeting, get it?
That'll be enough, Clem. Now, well, I hope you'll be comfortable. There's a nice new mattress on the bed.
Mattress? What's it?
Well, that's what you put on top of the spring.
Well, land sakes, how long's this been going on?
Only an idiot would sleep without a mattress.
Well, I haven't been doing anything wrong, have I?
Oh, brother. Say, where do you sleep, Clem?
Well, where's the crowded? You'll have to sleep together. Yeah. I'll see you in the morning, boy. Good night, Clem.
Peridou, I find it hard tearing myself away from you.
Why, Clem?
You're standing on my foot.
Well, good night.
Good night, good night.
He sure is nice.
Yes, well, we better get ready for bed. I'm so tired, I don't think I'll even bother to put my ears up in curlers tonight. You take the clothes, cause I'll hang my clothes on the hook here.
Do you always hang your clothes up that way?
Well, sure, don't you?
Yes, but I get out of them before I hang them up.
You sure go in for details, don't you, huh?
You know, it's a bit chilly. I think I'll have a nightcap. Careful, little swallow. It'll pick you up.
Pick me up, huh? Well, here's mud in your eye. Well, how long do I lay here before it picks me up? Well, it kicks like a mule, don't it, huh?
Yeah? Yes? Do you want some pajamas?
No, thanks, lover girl. I'm not hungry.
Well, I'm getting sleepy. Yep. Good night. Pleasant dreams.
And Jane Russell to you, too. Coming, but I couldn't get a clearing.
Good night. I hope I can get some rest. Are you asleep already? Hey, you're snoring.
Mm-hmm.
You're snoring.
I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, goodness. Are we going to have to put up with that all night?
Well, thank you.
Clem, is there any way of stopping that cat out there on the fence?
Yeah, I'll stop him. Here's his shoe. I'll throw it at him.
What happened, Clem?
Oh, I forgot to take my shoe off before it broke.